A Swiss canton is going to create fake traffic jams to confuse travelers. A firefighter impersonator with a garden hose is arrested for refusing to leave the fiery scene. And Pluto is now Arizona's official planet. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. It's right next to Pluto if you look closely through your telescope. A Swiss canton is going to create fake traffic jams to confuse the travelers. I sort of like this idea. The article begins with, "With the prospect of heavy traffic jams looming large over Switzerland's top spring destinations, one canton has decided to take some drastic action to try and ease traffic congestion for locals." Now let's define our terms here. Canton, a word I had never seen before. I had to look that up. It is like a state, sort of like a state. And together, multiple cantons make up the Swiss Federation. So I guess like the states make up the U.S., the cantons make up the Swiss Federation. If I totally botched that, please call me and tell me. We have a canton here called, well, this ain't going to be hard to, I mean, easy to pronounce. Graubünden. I think it's Graubünden. Grab your buns. I'm going to call it just grab your buns. Has confirmed that it would be creating some fake traffic jams on local roads during Easter. And that way they can trick and force the tourists to stick to the main motorways. They don't want the tourists coming through their local roads. Get out of our local canton roads, you tourists. I can't say I blame them. Tourists are pretty annoying. Says, writing in a statement, the Federal Roads Office noted that major tourist areas of Switzerland, especially ski resorts, other locations in the mountains, will be beset with unusually high levels of road traffic during the Easter period, which is coming up. Well, it's not coming up. It already passed, Jonesy. Well, not when I'm recording this. I tricked you. I recorded it before Easter because I'm traveling during Easter. Anyways, they warned that heavy south and eastbound traffic should be expected on the main arteries through the Alps at the beginning of the holiday, while severe northbound traffic should be the norm soon after. I feel like I'm now switching gears into a traffic control announcer on the radio. We're looking at some heavy south and eastbound traffic expected through the main arteries if you guys are heading to the Alps for a little skiing, you little snow bunnies. Be careful out there over the holidays. People like to throw back that holiday rum and then get on the roads. What's the liquor of Easter? What's the official liquor of Easter? I don't know. For me, it's bourbon. All right, back to the fake traffic jams, which, if we're being honest, they're real traffic jams. They're just intentional traffic jams. You should call these not fake traffic jams, intentionally traffic jamming. One of the effects of this high-level congestion over the holidays, tourists will be following their real-time satellite navigation systems, and it'll take them oftentimes off the motorway and then onto smaller local roads in order to, you know, sort of get a leg up on that usually holiday backed up highway traffic. Now, this, of course, is annoying and very inconvenient for the locals trying to use those roads that they use every day to get to work, to go shopping, and it can lead to entire neighborhoods just clogged up with tourists just passing through. Totally annoying. This phenomenon has forced Swiss cantons into action. They're not going to stand for this. Specifically, this canton grab your buns, they're planning to go one step further, creating fake traffic jams. They're not fake, man. They're real. They're just intentional. Creating traffic jams to encourage tourist drivers to remain on the motorway. And if they're going to be consulting their local navigation GPS, it'll probably keep them on the highway, because your intentional traffic jam will, it'll turn that little roadway red, and then they won't want to get on the red ones. I don't like those red ones. I want to be on the blue ones. Now, I'm not even a fan of the yellow ones, if we're being honest. I don't like those yellow ones either. They slow me down. The red ones are awful, but it does offer me an opportunity to light up a spliff in my car, because at that point I'm just stopped. I'm not going anywhere. Did you just say you lit up a spliff in your car, Jonesy? Yeah, it's California. You can do that. So now you're wondering, how's this going to work? Are they just all going to get in their cars in the town of Grab Your Buns and just sit in them, or just park them in the middle of the street or something? No. They're setting up barriers consisting of what are called traffic cadets, who will deliberately hold up sets of vehicles ahead of towns and villages. This would create an artificial backlog that would fool both drivers and the satellite navigation systems into thinking that taking the congested San Bernardino Highway would still be the best option. Wow, the major highway there is called the San Bernardino Highway. That's crazy. We have a San Bernardino Highway out here in SoCal as well. Anyways, I had never heard of this intentional traffic jam to fool the navigation systems. You would think you could just call up Google and be like, yo, Google, could you just have these idiots not get off the highway and annoy us in our little canton? I'm not sure Google would obey this request, but, you know, what do? You got to get creative in moments like this. This is a story of a community coming together to screw the tourists, and I'm okay with it. A firefighter impersonator is arrested after refusing to leave the fire scene. This story's out of North Carolina. A man impersonating a firefighter and trying to put out a fire with a garden hose. The man impersonating the firefighter was arrested after refusing to get out of the way and let the firefighters do their job. Put down the hose, sir! No, man, I'm helping. You put down the hose, you're in our way. In your way? Man, I'm helping. Do you see what I'm doing? I put out that tiny little fire on the grass. I mean, I really don't have the equipment to tackle the porch, but you guys got the bigger hoses. Maybe you get that. I'll stay over here and I'll put out the fire that's in the shrubbery. Maybe if I'm feeling ambitious, I'll try and put out the doghouse that's on fire because it's a small house and I think my little garden hose could handle that. You're a maniac, bro. A maniac. Authorities say firefighters were called to a home at midnight on Wednesday. Firefighters arrived. They said that a neighbor was on the scene. The neighbor had a garden hose. That's not all. The neighbor was dressed in firefighter gear. Oh, he's been waiting all year for this. He probably set the fire himself so he could break out that new gear he got at the Salvation Army. Firefighter gear. Oh, I wish there was a photo of him in the firefighter gear. There's only a mugshot, and he looks awfully pleased. He looks like he's going to do it again real soon. You better take that firefighter gear and his hose away from him. A garden hose. Oh, I just love it. That was his mistake, using the garden hose. Everybody knows you got to put out a fire using a super soaker, bro. That'd be funny if he was in his firefighter gear and then he had double barrel super soakers in each hand. Just ga, 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 ga. What a maniac. You can't live next to a guy like this. He's definitely setting fires. This guy, I like fires. Where's the nearest one? I want to be around it. Let me get my hat. All right, this maniac's name is Christopher Victor Maglino, age 37, of Morganton. After the firefighters gave multiple commands for Christopher to vacate the fiery scene, and he refused, they took him into custody. He's been charged with the following: resist, delay, obstructing a public officer, impersonating a firefighter / medical personnel, a city ordinance violation, obedience to fire personnel. You can tack on arson too, is my guess. I'm sure Christopher set the fire. Wow, out of his mind. This is a good time for him. He's got a fire fetish. I mean, if he wasn't so damn demented and uncooperative, I'd say, you know, give him a job interview at the local firehouse or something. I wonder if is there an app for freelance firefighters that you could register, called like Only Hose. Only Hose. I think there is an Only Hose, but that's a different app.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The state of Arizona claims Pluto as their official planet. The story begins with, as far as Governor Katie Hobbs and the legislature are concerned, Pluto now belongs to Arizona, to the extent that a state can, quote, own a planet. Governor Hobbs dodged the question of whether Pluto is in fact a full-fledged planet or something else. That has been a debate within science, I believe. Is Pluto a planet or a dwarf planet, or is it, what is it? I was told it was not a planet many years ago, and I just assumed it wasn't, but it has a lot of planetary qualities. In fact, it has an atmosphere, a crust, and a, what's the thing in the center? A nucleus? Is that a nucleus? Is that just for subatomic scientific terms, a nucleus? Why am I trying to be smart on this podcast? I'm so... Oh, anyways, keep going, Jonesy, you idiot. The governor signed some legislation in Arizona Friday designating Pluto as Arizona's official state planet. Official state planet. Well, these other planets are still available. There's 8 left, I believe, and there's, what, 49 planets? So the states better start claiming their planets. I hope my state picks Earth because I like Earth the most. What planet can Florida have? How about Uranus? Yeah, that's what you get, Florida. Uranus seems very appropriate. Now, in addition to the governor claiming some Arizona State official items, such as Pluto, they chose turquoise as the official state gemstone and copper as the state metal, and the Sonorasaurus as the state dinosaur. State dinosaurs? Come on. This is so silly, these state things. Now, I can understand a bird. That's pretty cool. But a state dinosaur and a state gemstone? What? Who? How about a state podcast? Ah, guys, now we're onto something. Hey, you ought to go down to your local city hall or your state legislator. I don't know where they meet. The state capital of your state. There it is. Go to your state capital, everybody. March down. And I want you to petition Weird AF News to be the official podcast of your state. I should look into that. That could give me some free publicity, even if I don't get, you know, the acclimate. Is that what it's called? It's an acclimate of the state, the official state podcast. Wow. You're just witnessing me, my brain in real time, just be so stupid. Okay, here's a quote from the governor. Back to the story, Jones. Yeah, sorry. The governor says, I'm very proud of Arizona's pioneering work in space discovery. What makes Pluto unique and ripe for claim by Arizona is that it is the only planet actually discovered in the United States. And the discovery was made in Flagstaff, Arizona. That's amazing. I've been to Flagstaff, Arizona. It's pretty cool. It's got a really high altitude, though. And I was there on my birthday, which is late April, the only time I was there, and it was snowing. It was snowing April 27th in Flagstaff, Arizona. It's high altitude. It's cold. And apparently it's star friendly. It's what's called a dark sky city. Yeah, I had to look this up. Flagstaff has some strict guidelines on how much and what kind of lights you're allowed to have on your buildings and in your town. And they do this to keep them dim enough and directed low to the ground so that you can see the stars. They're always visible in Flagstaff. And I believe there's a lot of space telescopes there. Here we go again. There's some of those, what do they call, guys? Space telescopes, you know, those things. It's basically a tube and you stick your eye in it and you can see far away. I think Copernicus invented it or somebody. Was it Galileo? And then they told him that he said, if you look through here, you can see that we're the center of the universe. And then they refused to look in there. And they're like, you're a liar. We won't look. They were kind of like Florida Republicans. And they don't confuse us with facts. Our minds are made up already. All right, now, the article ends with a bunch of official Arizona state emblems, they call them. I would have called them official Arizona state stuff. But that's me. Apparently there's colors, an official fossil, official bird, a flower, a tree, an official neckwear, which is the bola tie. That's a lame tie, man. It's just basically a piece of string. What a stupid tie. How could you even call that a tie? Then we have gemstone, a mammal, official reptile, official fish, official amphibian. Man, mammal, reptile, fish, and amphibian, and an official butterfly. An official nickname. Do you guys know what it is? Arizona is the Grand Canyon State. They have an official firearm. Of course they do. An official medal, state mineral, dinosaur, an official drink. Now, I can get on board with an official drink. Unfortunately, this drink is non-alcoholic. It's lemonade. Lemonade is the official drink of Arizona. So if you want to visit Arizona, you can, I don't know, drink a lemonade and dig for the bones of the official dinosaur. And then for dinner, have the official fish, which is the Arizona trout. I'm sure it's delicious. I love trout. It's a delicious freshwater fish. And all the while, you can wear that stupid bola tie, although I don't recommend it.
Yay!
Hi, my friends. Thank you for spending some time with your buddy Jonesy and the Weird AF News podcast, the only daily weird news podcast in all of the lands. Not just the lands, all of the seas and all of the planets in our solar system. Now we're going to be embarking on quite a journey, you and me, as we spread Weird AF News all across the galaxy. So please help me out by sharing Weird AF News with all of the aliens that you know, so that they can help bring the Weird AF News to their planets and planets even further out. You can easily share the Weird AF News podcast. There's a shareable link in the podcast player that you're listening to right now, I'll bet. Or, you know, you could just tell your alien friends when you guys are busy playing beer pong in the backyard. That's something that I've always done with my alien friends. Happy to do so again. If you guys would like to support the show because you want Jonesy to stay on Earth, then you can go to the website weirdafnews.com, a great, wonderful website where you can support the show by buying Jonesy a coffee or joining the Patreon. Such things are invited, and they're welcomed, and they're appreciated. Yes, nothing goes underappreciated here in the Weird AF News studios, also known as a closet. I mentioned to you in the previous show that I'm traveling. If you missed that episode, I'm just going to let you know I'm traveling. And so I may miss an episode, or I might be late with an episode, just giving you a heads up. Jonesy's still alive and with us. And trucking along as we do. And I hope you too are trucking along in life and everywhere else. Take care of yourself and good luck with your life, man.